Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Robert Hannon. Fairbanks North Star Borough officials plan to clean up a North Pole transfer site the same way they cleaned up the Farmers Loop East transfer site last month. They plan to close the North Pole facility Wednesday and reopen it 9 days later. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Solid Waste Division Director Bob Jordan says borough staff have been getting complaints from people who use the North Pole transfer site at 2740 Old Richardson Highway that sounded a lot like what they heard a few months ago about another transfer site at the east end of Farmers Loop Road.
Individuals spray painting the containers, a lot of drug activities, and finding a lot of needles strewn all over the place. Unauthorized abandoned vehicles left at these transfer sites, and also some of the general safety concerns.
Jordan says those problems convinced borough officials to do the same thing they did with the previously problem-plagued Farmers Loop site: close it temporarily, clean it up, and reopen it with new hours.
The transfer site will be open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week, all the way through until Friday, July 28th.
During that trial period, the borough will assign a staffer to work at the site to keep it neat, answer questions, and ask a few questions of their own.
So we'll be taking surveys again and any other types of comments and feedbacks from users.
Jordan says the on-site staffer will also keep an eye out for the kinds of illegal and unsafe activities that have been going on at the transfer station.
Just the presence of someone there seems to elicit much improved behavior from our residents.
Jordan says the borough may extend the trial period if it gets a lot of positive feedback on the arrangement. He concedes it'll cost money. Borough officials last month decided to keep a staffer at the Farmers Loop site for an additional 90 days at a cost of around $20,000. But Jordan says the borough spends $1 million annually to clean up the trashed transfer sites, and he says having a staffer on site, even temporarily, should help reduce those costs. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
Moody has downgraded the state's credit rating again and says the state has a negative outlook. A report from the credit agency cites multiple reasons for the change, including the state's $2.5 billion draw from its reserve to cover the budget, its large pension obligation, and its continued lack of a long-term fiscal plan. Governor Bill Walker issued a statement saying the downgrade is concerning but not surprising. Late last month, another credit agency, Standard & Poor's, put the state on a credit watch. State government would no longer provide tax credits that can be traded for cash to oil and gas companies under a bill the legislature passed Saturday. Instead, companies would be able to reduce the taxes they pay in the future based on the amount they spend to develop fields. Anchorage Republican Senator Kathy Geisel says companies would weigh their investments due to the loss of tax credits.
Make no mistake about it. This bill is a tax increase.
State analysts estimate the bill would save Alaska over $1 billion over the next decade. Anchorage Democratic Representative Garen Tarr says the bill shows lawmakers can compromise on difficult solutions for the state's future.
It went farther than a lot of people wanted and not as far as some others did. So it truly does represent a compromise.
The Alaska Oil and Gas Association said in a tweet that the bill will have a negative impact on investment in Alaska. Governor Bill Walker praised legislators for the agreement. The Senate voted to return for a third special session, but the House didn't take a similar vote on Saturday. I'm Robert Hannon.